just like you, we're all about sports. And the things that make sports great, like beer and wings. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Online at ESPNSWFL.com.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. A lot of football to get to. We spent a lot of time talking about basketball, which is fine. We got more playoff games tonight. Got to give the Heat some love. They could wrap it up against the Hawks. We'll have a rundown. We've got later on at the bottom of the hour, going to put people, teams, and situations on blast with red alert, Twitter police. And we'll get into some 49ers sound. John Lynch, Debo Samuel, what are they going to do? What are they going to do before the draft, during the draft? We shall find out in short order. It is 3 minutes past the hour. Quite timely here today.
Look at you.
Go!
Don't ruin my Sports Center! Don't ruin my Sports Center, man.
I didn't tell you who scored the goal.
I'll tell you.
It's time for a Sports Center rundown, ladies and gentlemen. And it's 3 o'clock, so that means soccer's being played. Here's Chris!
Sports Center update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
Champions League semifinals. Manchester City takes a 1-0 lead in the second minute over Real Madrid. NFL teams have a week to pick up the fifth year on rookie contracts. So far today, the Bills have picked it up for defensive end Ed Oliver. Jets did the same with Quinnen Williams. And the Panthers picking up the fifth year on former Noel Brian Burns. Zach LaVine entered in the league's health and safety protocols. Will likely miss game 5 tomorrow night against the Bucks.
Okay. Thank you very much. A couple other follow-up thoughts on basketball before we get into the John Lynch sound. Again, Heat tonight. What are we at? 6.5, 7.5?
7.5.
I got it at 6.
Good job.
It is at.
I don't care if it's 8.
Close out game.
They're going to close them out.
Yeah, I'm with you. Ooh, down to 6.5 here.
Oh. Good. The T Wolves and the Grizz. The Grizz are 6-point favorites tonight. That series tied at 2. Chris and I were hyping that series up last week. And then they played a horrible game that particular night we're talking about them. But
well, if you can get a beat on that series, text in and let me know.
And we didn't mention the last time, that last game that was in Minnesota, great tackle by the security guard on the pita chick.
Fun fact.
I missed that.
Fun fact.
Do yourself a favor, look it up. He really? Was eyeballing her, and then Sushi made a run for the court and tackled right in the game.
Timberwolves are 3-0 this postseason when there's a protest in the middle of a game.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been happening.
The play-in game?
Yeah.
It happened game 1 at Memphis, the game that they stole on the road.
Yeah, that's right.
And then it happened the other night.
That's right. I forgot. We were talking about that last week because that lady, or there were
so if anybody,
disruptions.
If anybody's got a hot tip, if you know if there's going to be a protester tonight or not.
Well, it's at Memphis tonight. It's not in Minnesota.
But game 1, there was that's when the girl chained herself to the backboard.
That was in Memphis?
That was in Memphis because it was game 1, yeah.
Now, are they all protesting Glenn Taylor?
Yeah.
Whether he's home or on the road, they're protesting the owner of the Minnesota.
But it's not even really the owner anymore. Like, he sold the team.
Yeah.
And they're in a transition phase to give the team
A-Rod.
Over to A-Rod's
right.
group.
Right, yeah.
Now, he did kill about 5 million chickens, but they had the bird flu.
Right.
And at a chicken farm,
you have to.
Yeah.
And ultimately, those chickens were going to end up at a restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
At the grocery store.
So he did you a favor.
The deli, like it was going to happen no matter what. It's a strange line that these, whatever group this is, I can't imagine it's PETA.
This is all about the chickens?
It's all about the chickens.
Every protest has been about the chickens.
All about the chickens.
This is maddening.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
It's wild.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
And then Pell's Suns, Wig, I have an uneasy feeling about your Suns. This series is tied at 2. The Suns are 6.5-point favorites tonight. That's the late game on TNT, so.
Is Scott Foster officiating that game?
I I thought he was.
Yes. Well, Scott Foster was in Brooklyn last night.
Yeah.
Which Scott Foster officiating closeout games entering last night, the team that needed to win to continue the series.
Because the league wants it to keep going.
Was 19-2.
Ooh.
Now they're 19-3.
Wow.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You got to balance it out.
And looking at some of those calls in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. That's Tim Donaghy stuff right there.
Getting back to National Pretzel Day.
Oh, yeah. You've been on this all day.
I was right about The Office, and I don't even know the episode.
Yes, you were.
You must have forgot about this one, which tells me how it can't be that big of a classic, because if it was Seinfeld, we'd remember in 2 seconds. It sounds like a great episode, I'll be honest with you. That a pretzel day with a really long line, Michael Scott got all pissed off, Stanley was really excited. It's once a year.
Yeah, I do remember this now, yes.
Green Falcon says, yes, there is a free pretzel day episode in The Office. Michael gets one loaded with sugared toppings and passed out from sugar shock.
That'd be me.
I think he cuts the line, too.
Of course he did.
The Sterile Charles, there is. Pretzel Day in the Building is a great Office episode. Yeah. Now I'm going to have to watch it.
Okay.
Fresh Cut Grass. Hey, Pete, any more sources on Julio Jones going to the light? Of course.
Hold on. Your sources are me, myself, and I, meaning you. Do you have a fourth source?
They're heating up again. A little lull this weekend.
Pete.
But they're heating up again.
Me, myself, I, and Pete.
Wait till Thursday. Going to be some action.
Julio Jones will not be signed before Sunday. The draft will play out.
Mm-hmm. Fact.
Yeah, there's no need to sign him ahead of time. There's too many receivers available.
I was saying you're going to see his name pop up a lot.
Not this week.
Think he gets.
No, but,
and then we normally have a little flurry after the draft, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's a week from Thursday that – is it a week from Thursday or 2 weeks from Thursday that the schedule is released?
I think it was May 12th, whatever that is.
So that would be 2 weeks
as early as May
7th.
But they are – the night of the draft, they are releasing, I believe, the opening Thursday night game.
Oh, okay.
I believe that will be released on Thursday
night.
Which
will be Rams and somebody.
Okay. Yeah. And
could be Rams-Buffalo.
And I know, Pete, you've said, look, we had a crazy off-season free agency. But, I mean, still, here we are, Tuesday before the draft. And I'm just compared to years past, it's silent. It's radio silence. If it weren't for Debo Samuel, there's really not a lot of chit-chat going
where
on.
Where Baker's going to end up.
I'm not even hearing Baker chit-chat right now, even though I know that's got to come to a head soon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the volume of draft talk that I'm used to at this point of my career and what I'm seeing this year, and even participating in ourselves.
Yep.
It's very minimal this year. It's bizarre.
It's bizarre, but it's also been the most bizarre offseason.
There's no doubt
in
about
NFL
that.
History.
There's no doubt.
So here's some news around the draft.
Okay.
Panthers GM Scott Fitterer told reporters that there are a couple of quarterbacks that he deems worthy of being picked at number 6, and he would be comfortable taking them there.
It's probably Willis and Pickett.
I think they're going to take Willis with the 6th pick.
Well, I don't believe that for a second.
What, his little chit-chat?
I think he's trying to trade down.
Is he smoke screening?
I think he's trying to trade down.
That's also possible. You know, interesting. I was having an argument with myself thinking about this stuff. Like, I'm thinking with...
Craig, shut up.
Will we see, like, a flurry of trades this year in a draft, or it will be dead? And I got to thinking, there's 8 GMs. There's a fourth of the league.
8.
GMs not in the first round. Because, you know, there's 8 teams that got 2 picks. And I just can't believe 8 GMs with their egos and their multi-million-dollar, they're just going to sit by idly. They're going to get itchy finger. They're going to want to move up into the first round. And I wonder if there'll be some trades. I don't know. I haven't talked myself into that.
I think there could be.
Because that's what makes, by the way, we'll be doing our 5th annual Sheeman to Shepherd mock draft on Thursday.
What constitutes a flurry? 3? 4?
More than, greater than, over, under, over 3.
Okay, that's acceptable.
Over 3?
In the first round?
That's a flurry.
Yeah.
Wow, I don't think there will be 3.
No, we're saying what constitutes a
So you don't think there will be much action? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I think
it's status quo this year?
It's so quiet at the top. There are no rumors. Normally, at this point, we've had a trade to shake up the top 10. Mm-hmm. Normally.
Yeah.
I think every team is trying to trade down. Every team wants to trade down, and maybe there's one or two guys that teams will jump up for.
Yeah.
But I don't think that you're going to see a lot of action.
But we will have another moment at one point, like last year, right as we're doing our show, that Aaron Rodgers was headed to Denver from Schlereth.
Well, I mean.
Will those type of rumors start to.
Who's the guy this year, though?
Well, Baker, probably. Yeah.
Baker.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's if there's a big trade, right? That's got to be one. No, oh, let me throw these two little nuggets at you before we you mm-hmm. run to Lynch. But,
sure.
So 15 of the NFL's 30 current stadiums mm-hmm. opened between 1995 and 2003, mm-hmm. including the Bengals.
And Rick Horrell helped build half of them. Yes.
And says we're now squarely into the first phase of a 30-year aftershock to that building boom with all of those stadiums facing big questions. And I say this for our Bengals fans, Paul Brown Stadium mm-hmm. – guess how many millions of dollars it needs in upgrades, according to a new study commissioned by Hamilton County and the Bengals. Guess how many million?
I'm going to say 500.
I was going to say 600
million. Because, I mean, what was it? Stephen Ross put 480 mm-hmm. into Sun Life. So, yeah, 500.
493. Close. 493. Paul Brown Stadium needs 493 million in upgrades, according to a new study commissioned by Hamilton County.
You think Paul Brown is going to pay for that out of pocket?
No.
No.
And if you think about it, yeah, that's kind of the most plain Jane stadium left. I mean, even Lambeau's been upgraded.
And again, we talk about the indoor practice facility that
what they don't have,
they don't lack have. Thereof.
Here's another little nugget.
All right.
Can this organization screw this up? I will pose that question first.
Okay.
Can the Jets screw this up?
Uh-huh.
They own the 10th, the 38th, and 111th overall pick in this year's draft.
Yes.
Just from the Jamal Adams and Sam Darnold trades.
They have four.
There's
as well.
A chance to land four premium starters in the top 38. Phil Yates tweeted this out. Sometimes I wonder if we talk enough about how awesome those trades were by GM Joe Douglas. Okay. Agreed. Great trades. Will they screw it up? With who they pick.
Yeah. Well, they'll hit on one.
So this is the Jets are an interesting team for me because, like, I expect them to take the next step this year. But what's the next step? We've talked all offseason about how deep the AFC is. So I think the Jets could be much better than they were last year and improve with a win total by 3
and still not get like, anywhere near the playoffs.
Like I think 7 yeah. wins and you're not sniffing the playoffs.
You might
seven
not get
wins.
You're not getting out of last place in your division with that.
That's what no. I'm saying though is yeah. the Jets are an interesting team where you're going to have to like actually you're going to have to watch the Jets play this year to know if they are improved or not.
Right.
Just because the AFC is so difficult. And they hit on a few of their draft picks last year. Like I like Elijah Moore. They're in this for Debo Samuel,
and I like Berrios.
And it makes a lot
I like
sense.
Berrios a lot. Not just he went to the U. I think I like Elijah Moore. I agree with. I like Berrios, but what is the development of Zach Wilson going to be?
Well, that's key. And
that's huge.
Look, I've talked about this with Tua for a season and a half now. It's really difficult for a young quarterback to go in without any sort of running game to support him.
Right.
What have the Jets done in the running game the last few years?
Yeah, Michael Carter,
nada.
Tevin Coleman,
nothing. Improve that. Like, yeah. Robert Saleh, you're coming from San Francisco. Like, I get it. Your DNA is the defensive side of the ball, but you had to pick up on something in your time at San Francisco. And I think Matt LaFleur's brother is the OC.
Mike LaFleur, yeah.
Mike LaFleur is the OC.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Run the foot. That offense should look a lot more like San Francisco's than Green Bay's.
You're right.
Run the ball.
Then go get Debo Samuel. That'll help half.
Look, if I'm the Jets, I mean, the trade is in. San Fran,
yeah.
10 is yours. Right, and if we got to figure something else out moving forward, we can do that. But 10 this year, all you, pal.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's listen to John Lynch. He's in charge of the 49ers, and he talked about Debo Samuel. Talked about for a half hour to the media, his only pre-draft availability. Spent about 5 minutes talking about Debo Samuel. I can't ever imagine wanting to move on from Debo.
I can't ever imagine, you know, wanting to move on from Debo. You put yourself through the exercises of, you know, you, even though we don't have a first-round pick, you have to be thorough in this process and prepare for everything. And so you go through and do that. He's just too good of a player. I mean, you think of 2019, the 36th pick, to come up with someone like Debo who, you know, to me has just been a game-changing player for our franchise. You know, I've told Debo this. I think he's the perfect illustration. Herm Edwards used to talk about when will meets skill, you've got the opportunity to be special. And I think Debo probably embodies that as much as anyone. He's got tremendous will. He's a very talented player. I think by virtue of the way he plays, it's inspiring. And so to me, that you know, entails leadership. You know, do you make people around you better? He checks that box. He's a great teammate. And, you know, I think of things like prior to games, I get out there and he's always throwing the ball with the fans. I think he's been a great member of our community. So we've got nothing but love for him and nothing but appreciation for what he's bought. But you just don't let guys like that walk. So, you know, I can't envision a scenario where we would.
I picture Lynch with the way that sounds to me is like a really big serving of cotton candy with a turd on top of it. Because he doesn't want to play for you. Everything you said is true, but he doesn't want to play for you. So is he going to levy on Bell himself? And
No, I don't think he does that.
You don't think he's...
So it's a new CBA since then, and it makes it pretty much impossible to hold out.
No, but...
Yeah. Well, and he doesn't have bleep you money yet. I mean, he, you know, it's making $3, $4 million
so
a year.
So you think eventually he is going to cave and will report to camp and all of that stuff?
Go ahead.
Play this out logically.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, yes, he's going to have to come back and play this year for San Francisco. Mike Florio did a piece, I think it was later in the week last week, so you weren't here for it, but did a piece that this new CBA makes it so that the teams cannot pick up the fine money that players accrue while holding out. So it really puts the burden on the players. He'll show up. He's not a first-round pick. He's in the last year of his deal. Deebo Samuel wants top-of-the-market money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you franchise tag him, you get the average of the top three at your position. Mm-hmm. That's not top of the market money. Yeah. So San Francisco, I think, has two more years out of Deebo Samuel.
Don't disagree with anything you said.
May I crack the code on what I heard here? Because he said he can't ever believe that there would be a time where they would trade him. Then his next sentence was, even though we don't have a first-round pick, we got to be prepared and open to any scenario. He just told everybody, you got a first-round pick, Debo's available.
Ding,
that's
ding,
what
ding.
That is.
Ding, ding, ding,
yeah,
ding,
thank
ding,
you.
Ding,
thank
ding.
You very much.
Absolutely. They can't take – everything you said is correct, Chris, but you're thinking logically, and these guys sometimes, and you would think their agents would tell them everything you just said. But sometimes it just doesn't sink in, Kyrie. It just doesn't sink in, Ben Simmons. It doesn't sink in. So I can't say what he's capable of or not capable of. Or maybe he calls it, but maybe just, you know, doesn't show up for OTAs and he leads them along and then in July shows up at camp. And they'll pays whatever fines, because like you said, the team can't, he pays whatever fines that need to be paid. I don't know, but it certainly sounds like he has no intention of walking back into that stadium.
All right, here is more on John Lynch. Of course, Jimmy Garoppolo expects to be ready for camp, no matter what team that might be. And by camp, I mean the July camp, not preseason OTA stuff. He said, we're great believers in what Trey Lance brings to the table. That's why you haven't seen him much yet. Okay, go ahead.
We always believe in competition. You know, I think, though, at the same time, we are great believers in what Trey Lance brings to the table. We believe he's ready. He's going to have to show that. I think he's ready to show that to us, show that to his teammates, and show that to the world. So we're excited for that opportunity that he has.
So, all right. Would you take a Jimmy G and Deebo Samuel to the Lions in a deal? How would you feel about that? I'm proposing that.
You're proposing? What do I have to give up?
I'm number two.
Yeah,
I'm not moving down my two. Chris and I discussed this last week. The Lions got 32 and 34. I'm willing to package that, and
I'm
not
get it done.
And I'm not pushing my number ones next year because it's a quarterback draft next year. So, but I'm not moving off my number two. And if I won't get it done, I won't get it done.
Right. I won't get it done.
No.
Here's Dan.
Not when I think the Jets have number 10 out there.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
And if I were the Jets, I would really consider if San Francisco was steadfast on no, it needs to be the number 4 pick, not the, because they're 4-10, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Then I'd give up the 4th pick.
Okay. Oh, for Deebo?
For Deebo.
If you're the Jets, I don't even think about it. Absolutely.
And you make him the highest paid receiver in the league, and it's done, and you've got him and Elijah Moore for the next few years. You are now explosive.
And you got your slot guy and Berrios. That's a good three.
Here's one more, Dan Orlovsky on Get Up, talking about Baker Mayfield and whether he will be dealt by the end of this weekend.
The Lions.
I think it gets resolved this weekend, and I think Baker Mayfield walks away as the steal of the NFL draft. If you're looking at him through the lens of 2020, and you sit there in this draft, and you want a quarterback, and you get to that third or fourth round, and the guy that you don't want is there, and you sit there and say, I'm going to trade a fourth-round pick for a guy that 4 years ago was the number one pick of the draft, for a guy that 2 years ago led his team to the playoffs and was top 10 in the QBR, I understand the finances are what they are. That's above my brain power. But Baker Mayfield has the opportunity to walk away as the steal of the NFL draft.
Might be right. Might be right.
It's always interesting because, like, we Baker's stock is as low as it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
But if he were coming out of OU this year,
yeah,
I mean it's not even a question.
He'd be number
that
one.
He'd be
number one again.
Yeah. He'd be he. Well,
it depends. Jacksonville, they got Trevor Lawrence.
You get what I'm saying, though. Yeah. He would be the number one quarterback by a mile.
By the way, did you see the statue of Baker on the unveiling at Oklahoma this weekend?
Yeah.
It was hideous. It doesn't look anything like him.
I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a joke.
They had 70,000 people show up for that. Which
you
is 20,000 more than they normally get for their spring game.
Josina Anderson, speaking of him, just tweeted out, spoke to a league source on Baker. At this time, the Seahawks still don't sound overly eager on dealing for him and his salary at that price in a situation where they feel Cleveland has to eventually move him. Still worth monitoring. Again, it's
the salary. Is only $19 million?
It's not even. Almost 19.
That's a layup.
Yeah.
I mean, it's out of Carolina, baby. All right. Coming up, we got red alert. We got to put people on blast because they deserve it. Also, next hour, more Wikipedia. We need a bounce back, Wiki. Yesterday was a little rough.
Friday was bad, too.
Was it?
You don't remember?
No. Well, but that was your fault, not mine.
Yeah, but it was bad. Yeah. We all pull the rope.
I'll
the same.
Shoulder yesterday.
Yeah. I got nothing to do with anything except for corrections. I feel like I need a red marker, like a teacher.
All right. Well, today we're doing NFL busts for the draft, since the draft is coming up.
All right.
And we'll do that. And you can get a $20 gift card to Firehouse Subs. That's coming up in about an hour and a smidge. Red Alert coming up next. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And Southwest Florida. I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. How are you today on a Tuesday? Tuesday? 3:30? Red Alert! Where we put people, teams, and situations on blast because they deserve it. Round robin style. Pete goes first. Chris, fire away. Let's do this! Red Alert!
This is a layup, even though he would miss it. Ben Simmons is the first one. I mean, it's just absolutely disgraceful what you have done to that organization. And I'll give you know, I haven't seen such a theft since the Brinks job back in the day in Boston. Maybe the Lufthansa heist that was done. And that was only $4 or $5 million out of Kennedy back in the day. Just ridiculous. Shame on you, Ben Simmons. Red alert.
Fact. Let's go down the roster. KD, red alert. I know you're all hurt. Remember your days in Golden State. You didn't get credit for the two championships. They were good before you. They were good with you. They were good after you left. And then you went to Brooklyn to be the man. Well, you weren't the man. You were a magician, with the exception of your 39 points last night. And by the way, you just stole from Bruce Brown because he only scored two. That's what happened there. You disappeared in this entire series, especially in the fourth quarter. And you were very impressed with your little one-legged three-pointer at the end where you smirked around. But you know what? The pressure was off. Game was over. Series was over at that point. So red alert to you. And you never led with Kyrie. You never got in his face. You never complained about James Harden, about him being fat and out of shape until after he left. You just all kind words for everybody. Need some leadership. Need to step up. Need to get in some people's faces. You're supposed to be the best player in the league. Red alert, KD.
I'm going to let you guys have all the Celtics and Nets ones. I thought it was too low-hanging a fruit.
Piling on, eh?
I'm going to go red alert Quinn Snyder, Utah Jazz head coach.
Uh-huh.
I'm cool with the coaches not going with the suit. If you want to go with a nice Q-zip with the polo underneath or the all the way zipped up Q-zip, I'm cool with that. He's wearing T-shirts on the sideline now. Did you see him last night?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, but with that, he's thinking, my hair is so freaking good, I can do whatever I want.
It doesn't look good without the suit. I disagree. He looks homeless. Red alert. Quinn Snyder.
Okay. Before you hit it, and Craig will remember this. You don't remember this guy, Chris, but that's Coach Doug Moe. He's coached the Denver Nuggets, right? He would show up. He always wore a suit coat, right? It looked like it's something just got out of the Salvation Army. Always had a really bad button-down shirt, opened like three buttons down, sweating. He looked at like it was a good coat.
Comb over.
An absolute total mess. Nobody dressed like that except him, but I get where you're coming from.
It's not a good look, Quinn. Yeah. Red alert.
All right. I got a bunch today. Let me do this. Red alert, baseball fans who panic way, way, way too early. As we say, you got to wait till at least Memorial Day before you start to get a feel of what your team is about. Hence, some of my Red Sox fans will keep texting me. Think about this. The Red Sox are 7-10, as they point out. The last 2021 World Series featured two teams that were also 7-10, Houston and Atlanta. And the Yankees were worse. They were 6-11 last year. They still got a wild card berth. Everybody, no matter who you're a fan of, except the Orioles and maybe a couple of others who have absolutely no chance. Red alert to fans. Calm down. Don't panic yet. There's a lot of baseball left to be played.
Very good. Steve Nash, you have a very talented roster. Mm-hmm. You thought you just roll the ball out there and they'd show up and play, but not one critical word out of you all year. In fact, you've bent over backwards not to criticize Ben Simmons, and he needs a little swat on the behind, frankly. James Harden, no criticism. Kyrie, KD, Steve Nash. Let's be a little more, dare I say, like Greg Popovich. Get in somebody's face for crying out loud. Red alert, Steve Nash.
Red alert, Angel Hernandez.
Yes.
Sunday night between the Phillies and Brewers was bad by your standards. I follow a great Twitter account. They basically tell you how bad MLB umps are in any one given game.
Yeah.
Angel Hernandez on Sunday night,
yeah,
he had 19 calls that were incorrect, where he called them a strike when they were actually off of the plate, 85.3% correct percentage. That's not good.
No.
He had 6 Ks called on pitches outside mm-hmm. of the zone, including one that missed by 6.47 mm-hmm. inches.
Yeah. Wow.
6.5 yep. inches.
That's a lot.
It's embarrassing.
I think awful. The whole league breathed a sigh of relief when Kyle Schwarber went nuts.
And he
good.
Was
Thank
completely
you.
Justified totally. In doing so.
And immediately, before he could even raise his hand, the helmet was off. And bleep, I mean, it was awesome.
Red alert, Angel Hernandez.
Good call.
Go to NASCAR. Red alert, Denny Hamlin.
Uh-oh.
He apologized for posting Asian woman driver clip from the Family Guy, which I've seen, and comparing her to his good friend, Kyle Larson, who was of Japanese descent, whose Dega move wrecked both 2311 cars. As I said, Larson's of Japanese descent. And NASCAR, I guess he's going to have to go under sensitivity training.
Wow.
NASCAR members shall not make or cause to be made a public statement and or communication that criticizes, ridicules, or otherwise disparages another person based upon that person's race, color, creed, national, blah, 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 or handicap condition. Why don't you just, I mean, if they're friends and they're joking back and forth with each other about ethnic races, why would you put that up? Just send it privately. Hey, it's a goof with you. I know exactly this, the show he's talking about, the scene.
Yeah.
As you know, Family Guy offends every race and every at some point has offended everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a funny clip, but you can't put stuff like that out there public. So red alert, Denny Hamlin.
All right. Red alert, Philadelphia 76ers, you're in trouble. Look, this Embiid thumb thing is big. James Harden's not stepping up. Toronto, they smoked you the other night without Fred VanVleet, for crying out loud. And by the way, secondary red alert for Doc Rivers. who won a title with the Sixers, but he's the only coach to blow three 3-1 series lead. I mentioned this earlier. They're about to blow a 3-0 lead. That would be the first team ever to do it. Also, Doc Rivers lost 7 of his last 8 closeout games. Think about that for a moment. And he's lost 31 total closeout games in his entire career. That's the most ever. Doc Rivers, Philadelphia 76ers. Red alert!
Red alert, Giants GM Joe Shane. You have a very big decision to make, Joe. You have to pick up the fifth-year option on Daniel Jones in the next week.
Already?
That's a tough job right there. Red alert.
I can't believe he's been in the league 5 years.
I can't either. Shane. I can't either.
Well, he's been in 3. You have to pick it up before the fourth year.
Gotcha.
Red alert, Isaiah Thomas.
Which one?
Isaiah Thomas, Detroit Pistons.
Minor years.
And
okay.
Now NBA TV.
That's funny. Minor years.
So here's the thing. When TNT is doing – TNT studios are like over there, and NBA TV studios are there. They're next door. They're right there. They're in the same building. So the NBA TV analysis stuff is so boring, even by ESPN. You know, TNT obviously is the best, and ESPN is not horrible. But TNT's the best. And then you got, it's like all this excitement. I forget the woman who was doing the emceeing of it, so to speak. And she throws it to Isaiah. It's at the table. It's like all the excitement. Here's Isaiah analyzing. Well, Bill, it's just a shame that I didn't see Ben Simmons out there. KD and Kyrie really, really got, they got bamboozled a little bit by the side. It's like, hello? Speak up, son. I mean, it was. I've never heard.
He's never been good on TV.
Never. It's awful, 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 awful. Chris,
you should heard Magic do color analyst work.
Oh,
but his voice wasn't so low.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, but it was soft. I mean, talk about soft talker. Red alert, Isaiah Thomas.
Red alert, Pete Shepard, how dare you make fun of my guy, not only from Indiana University and the Detroit Pistons, won me 2 world championships with the Pistons, won me an NCAA title with Bob Knight and the Indiana Hoosiers, and the toughest 6-foot person ever in the history of the NBA. Red alert, Pete Shepard, how dare you?
Need a smack on the back. Get that voice up, son. Get some energy going.
My second Snyder to be put on red alert.
Uh-oh.
Daniel Snyder, this go around, the Virginia Attorney General now investigating alleged financial improprieties. We can add this to the investigation done by the SEC, the NFL's investigation, and Congress.
Yes.
So that's 4, if I'm counting
that's
correct.
That's a quadruple play.
Red alert, Daniel Snyder.
Good point, Chris.
My last one, red alert, Boston Bruins potential matchup with the Carolina Hurricanes, which is what would be now if the playoffs started today. Still a couple of games left. They have 3 games left. A lot of teams have 3 and 2 games left. However, the reason why I say it is because this is the only team I would fear playing. Despite Florida and Tampa being excellent, Carolina Panthers has not been a good matchup this year for the Bruins. They've beaten them.
Hurricanes?
The Hurricanes, not the Panthers. The Carolina Hurricanes. They've beaten the Bruins 3-0, 7-1, and 6-0. That is 13.
Those are convincing wins.
Those are convincing. 13, and I'm not a big trend guy overall in sports when it comes to the postseason, but there are certain matchups, and the Bruins just got a lot healthier. But in these games, they were pretty healthy. That's a bad matchup there for the Bruins if they play Carolina. We outscored during the regular season 16-1. Red alert. Right. Potential Bruins playoff matchup.
All right. Red alert, Phoenix Suns and Wig. Look, I think the Pelicans are very dangerous. Devin Booker's still out. And I had a bad feeling that this was a sneaky series even before the Devin Booker injury. Red alert, Phoenix Suns. Sorry.
Red alert, fans of the 49ers, the Bears, the Broncos, the Browns, the Colts, the Dolphins, the Raiders, and the Rams.
A long list.
Put your feet up on Thursday night. Oh, you got no first-round picks.
That's hard to do.
That's a shame.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Red alert, whoever made that statue of Baker Mayfield looks nothing like him. Red alert.
Red alert, John Lynch. saying that you can't move on from Jimmy G because – or no, he said, quote, you can't move on from a guy like that when talking about Jimmy G. Then why trade up to three last year?
Right.
Yeah.
You did move on.
Hey, boy, he you are moving on.
Yeah, red alert, John Lynch. Yeah.
All right. Red alert, Vladimir Putin, jerk face, stop the war. We don't need this. Red alert.
You want to end it on that?
That's good for me.
Okay, I got one more.
All right, fire away.
You know, red alert, Kyle Shanahan. He's done a pre-draft press conference every year. He's been the head coach of the Niners.
Yeah.
Except this year for some strange reason.
Some Debo reason?
Or a Jimmy G reason. There's a couple reasons.
Yeah.
Red alert.
A lot of uncertainty. I mean, lifelong Buckeye, red alert, Indiana football. The season starts in late August. Come on.
That's right.
I'm ready.
What about Dopey? Red alert, Detroit Lions. They'll be eliminated from playoff contention in week 9.
That's a good season, week 9.
I'm getting excited for college football now.
Are you?
I'm getting dialed in right now, yeah. I'm putting together a top 15 helmets in college football list.
Helmets?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. It's a definitive list.
Hang on, that just came out.
No, 24/7 did one, but it was not correct.
No, but another website just did one, top 25 college football helmets, which I wanted to get at.
Was it 24/7?
Are we doing this tomorrow?
No, it wasn't.
Well, if he's got his list.
It was wrong, because the number one is not the best helmet.
Really?
It's the most plain Jane helmet in all of college football.
Most plain Jane helmet?
I don't think this one is plain Jane, so I have a feeling it's different.
Okay, it must be different, because the one I saw had Ohio State at number one.
That this one does, too.
That's a plain Jane helmet.
That's hideous.
It's an ugly helmet.
Michigan's helmet's way better.
It's an ugly helmet.
I'm sorry.
The decals are dumb.
Sorry. Yeah, it gets
decals
to be overkill.
Did
they
it's too a, much.
They give a decal for you getting up
it's
in the morning?
Too much.
Because by the end of the year, you got like 80 of them on there.
If you want to have the shiny helmet, just do what Notre Dame does. Now, that's a great helmet.
Polished.
That's a the gold, it
pops.
Because it's 14 karat gold.
In pops.
It's real gold.
Yeah.
From a leprechaun.
Yeah.
We can go through 25-1 real quick on this Saturday down south list.
Well, not now we can.
Unless you don't want me to.
Coming up, it is Twitter Police Sunshine State Edition.
This is wrong. It has Penn State at 2. It's just wrong.
Oh, that's another boring-ass helmet. Are you serious? I'm sorry, Penn State fan, but that's a boring helmet.
Let's get into it at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. 4 o'clock it is. In the meantime, coming up at the end of the hour, another chance for you to win another $500. Sheeman Shepherd Cash Grab, presented by Andajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Text it into our 5-digit number, 45911, the word that you get at the top, and you could win. Sheeman Shepherd Cash Grab, brought to you by Andajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida. Yeah. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard, ESPN, Southwest Florida. Word. All right, it is time for Twitter Police Sunshine State Edition with Pete Shepard, everybody.
Yeehaw. There's some yeehaw in Nashville.
I'll bet you.
On Broadway. Florida man asks school to ban the Bible following the state's efforts to remove books. A Florida activist known for his tongue-in-cheek petitions to local government has asked school districts in Florida to ban the Bible. A petition sent to public school superintendents across the state, Chaz Stevens asked the districts to immediately remove the Bible from the classroom, library, and any instructional material. Stevens wrote in the documents which were shared with NPR, "Additionally, I also seek the banishment of any book that references the Bible."
That seems like bad policy.
It's a little much.
It's a little much.
Yeah, it's a lot much. Headline, Florida sheriff encourages people to shoot burglars. Save the taxpayers' money.
Oh, I bet I know what sheriff that is. Waller County?
Polk County.
Polk County. Yeah, Polk County. That guy. Was it him?
A Florida sheriff invited a homeowner who shot a would-be robber to attend a gun safety course, quote, to learn to shoot a lot better and save the taxpayers' money. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson made the comments during a news conference last Thursday regarding the arrest of a 32-year-old man who was breaking into houses near Pensacola in Florida's Panhandle. Multiple residents called 911 last Wednesday to report the break-ins, and deputies quickly set up a perimeter. The suspect was jumping over fences, breaking into homes as deputies tried to catch him.
And then we don't. And then Johnson said, we don't know which homeowner shot at him. I guess they think they did something wrong. If someone is breaking into your house, you're more than welcome to shoot at them in Santa Rosa County. We'd prefer you do that, actually.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds like a guy in Polk County. Chris and I are talking about the same guy. So it's multiple counties now. That's the rule in Florida. Yep.
Grady Judd is the sheriff in Polk County.
Yeah. Don't mess around there.
Headline, Florida man runs from deputies 25 feet up a tree with some loose boots.
Oh.
You can run, but you can't hide. No. Wait, you can't run in those boots, especially up a tree. This Florida man did run and scaled up a tree around 25 feet. William Shumpert Jr., 40-year-old Crestview, Florida resident, driving a minivan in the Auburn community when a deputy with Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office attempted to stop him for a traffic violation on Sunday. Instead of stopping, he attempted to elude law enforcement by speeding, taking other evasive actions. After several miles, he abandoned a vehicle rented in the woods near Lancaster Circle and Francis Street in Crestview. Canine units were called. Back then, he was located 25 feet up a tree, and he surrendered after being confronted.
See, Pete, when you eventually try to outrun a bear, when that day comes and you realize you can't, your next move is going to be run up a tree, and you got to get 25 feet up there. But the problem is bears can climb trees, right?
Yes. Florida mom threatens to blow up school because son wasn't fed enough at the cafeteria. Florida woman has been arrested after allegedly making a bomb threat to her son's high school and enraged that her son was not being fed enough at the cafeteria. Mm. Anaya Matoya Smith, 41 years old, arrested Wednesday in connection with threatening voicemail she left at Cocoa High School back in February around 5:30, saying she'd blow the bleeping school up.
Yikes.
The city of Cocoa is about 45 miles east of Orlando. She's been charged with a false report of bombing or arson against state-owned property, a felony, a disruption of an education institution, a misdemeanor. She said in her voicemail, quote, if you don't start feeding my child better, I'm going to come round and blow that mother bleeper up the probable cause affidavit. There you go.
Quick text from Utah. Today's my son Brandon's 15th birthday, helping out after school. I don't think he believes that I was in the texter bracket. Can we give homie a shout out? Yes, Brandon, happy 15th birthday.
Happy 15th.
And your dad, Utah, is a regular texter and was in the texter bracket contest. All right, continue.
Headline, Florida woman who was a teacher arrested after smacking a student with a broomstick. A Florida middle school teacher arrested after investigators showed she had struck a student with a broomstick. St. Lucie County Sheriff Ken Mascara announced the arrest of Cintich Darling Lundy, 49 years old, of Port St. Lucie, by Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office deputies last Friday on a felony warrant for one count of child abuse against a Forest Grove Middle School student.
Mm.
St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office detectives began investigating child abuse allegations against Ms. Darling Lundy on Friday after learning that the former Forest Grove Middle School teacher had struck one of her students with a broomstick.
Wow.
She was booked and released on a $5,000 bond.
All right. That's crazy. Hit with a broomstick.
Speaking of teachers.
Yes.
Clearwater police charged former teacher with DUI. They found 6 bottles of vodka in her car.
Really?
A former Pinellas County teacher arrested by Clearwater police also on Friday after she said she was driving under the influence. 32-year-old Rose Brunetto stopped around 1:57 p.m. after she was seen following a stopped lawn maintenance trailer too closely instead of going around it.
Really?
Police said after she stopped, a responding officer noted that her breath smelled like alcohol and that she had the odor of feces on her person. The affidavit said Brunetto had trouble standing while outside a vehicle along with other signs of impairment. She denied having any alcohol, but she later admitted to drinking vodka out of a cup while in her school's parking lot after police found 6 bottles of vodka in her car. She was booked. Yes, she was booked.
Wow. How about that? All right.
Got a couple more here?
Couple more?
Florida man urinates in the Hop and Pop beer cave after finding the bathroom locked.
Okay.
Really?
Florida man was arrested after using a convenience store's beer cave as a restroom after finding that the bathroom was locked. 61-year-old Clarence Patterson stopped into a Hop and Pop convenience store in Brevard County last weekend. Bathroom door was locked. He was caught on camera heading to the beer cave in the store immediately after the bathroom attempt. Once inside the beer cave, Patterson pursued the selection of malts to decide which brand to relieve himself on.
Wow.
Yeah.
He peed on the beer.
Yeah.
Back to teacher school. Jack in Root Beer says, when I was in elementary school, my teacher used to flick her boogers at students she didn't like.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
And did get fired?
Competency evaluation filed for woman who ran naked through an Aldi parking lot.
Yeah, sounds right.
30-year-old Mandy Michelle West arrested May 7th when she was completely naked. And climbed into a car with an autistic 17-year-old whose mother had stepped into the Aldi grocery store in Oxford.
Yeah.
She spent 8 months behind bars before she was finally released this past December. A competency evaluation was ordered by the judge. It's been filed. The evaluation remains sealed. She's due back in court in June. And the last one, if anybody participates in this, now this should be on ESPN.
Okay.
Headline, Gatorland announces Gatorpalooza.
Okay.
A two-day festival with a Florida man race through gator-infested swamps.
Uh-oh. No, thank you.
On top of the live music and giveaways, the park is also hosting markets and food vendors. If that's not enough to get you out, there's the whole being held inside a zoo thing. During this weekend-long festival, Gatorland will be hosting their second annual Florida Man Challenge. The event lives up to its name by being brazenly and courageously stupid. The triathlon-style event has competitors run through a gator-infested swamp to make it to the finish line.
Man.
President of Gatorland, Mark McHugh, says, we're excited to host Gatorpalooza Festival again and roll out Gatorland's unique style of fun and excitement. The event runs this May 14th and 15th. Florida residents can get half-price single-day admission.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that helps.
Get a deal.
Well, we have a texter party there. See who survives Gatorland.
I'm not jumping. I'm not racing anything in a swamp from gators.
That's
not doing
crazy.
It.
There you have it.
All right, very good. New car smell. Do you have a source on this? Jimmy Butler out tonight?
Yeah, yes, he's been ruled out.
Ruled out. Oh, boy. He's got right knee inflammation.
Craig.
Well, you know what? You know what? Any other team, that'd be a problem. You got so many weapons with the Heat.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I got a half a unit on the game tonight.
It's fine.
I'm concerned. Okay, fine. It's 4 o'clock. We got Helmet Gate coming up. Stay tuned. Oh, I got a story for Pete, too, regarding my golf game. Oh, all that coming
excellent.
Up. Sheema to Shepherd. Oh, and a Sheema to Shepherd cash grab. Let me tell you the word now. Inform. I am going to inform you of the word. It is inform. Text it in to 45911. You could win $500 right now. Brought to you by Andajar and Levine, accident attorney. Sheema to Shepherd.
That's the right word.
Of course it is. I said it.
No, I double checked.
There was really no need to double check.
I confirmed.
Second source. Sheema to Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.